Syrian army is tightening its noose on the remaining pockets of terrorists in south of the capital, Damascus. Syrian troops are carrying out cleanup operations in the city of Hajar al-Aswad in Damascus countryside. They surrounded now terrorists in a small residential area and are engaged in a building-to-building search. Operations come ahead of the full liberation of Western Ghouta. Latest army gains follow a number of recent deals with armed groups, which have led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of militants and their relatives from Homs and Hama provinces. And now we're pleased to have you introduce our Press TV correspondent out of Damascus, Muhammad Ali. Hello, Muhammad. It's a pleasure to have you back on the this late time in the night, or morning, I should say. Muhammad, your update on these recent gains by the Syrian army against foreign-backed terrorism in the area there.
Yes, the Syrian army has been making significant advances in the southern part of Damascus, of course, in the fight against terrorists. Particularly here, we're speaking about Daesh terrorists. Those are the last remaining Daesh terrorists in Damascus and its countryside. The Syrian army has been carrying out military operations over there for over a month now, taking control of various areas over there. The most significant advances are happening currently in the northern side and part of Al-Hajar al-Aswad, a quarter in southern Damascus, and also parts of Al-Yarmouk refugee camp, Palestinian refugee camp of Al-Yarmouk, which the terrorists of Daesh are occupying, of course, over there. The Syrian army aims to eliminate and defeat Daesh terrorists. Of course, a month ago, the Syrian army proposed a deal that terrorists be evacuated out, but when they did not agree on that proposal, the Syrian army started its strong military operations over there in order to militarily take them out. Of course, as soon as the Syrian army controls those areas, Al-Hajar al-Aswad and Al-Yarmouk refugee camp, this would mean that the capital, Damascus, and its countryside will be for the first time secured and terrorist-free, which means that there will be no more threats by terrorists on residents of Damascus. Mortar attacks have been falling on Damascus and being launched from those areas for years now. Al-Yarmouk refugee camp itself has been occupied by terrorists since 2012. At that time, terrorists started occupying parts of the Yarmouk refugee camp and Hajar al-Aswad and displaced thousands of both Palestinian refugees and Syrians who were living inside that camp and inside Hajar al-Aswad. Now, when the Syrian army carries out its military operations successfully, if successful, of course, this would mean that all of those areas would be for the first time secured and terrorist-free.
Thank you, Muhammad, for that update. Joining us out of Damascus, Muhammad Ali, Press TV correspondent.